Glory to Jesus Christ. As a seminarian and then a young priest, and still it is that I like to listen stories from older priests. Slowly I am moving to this category too. But still there are enough older priests with rich experience, and the sharing of the stories can bring light, bring wisdom and understanding. And when I was thinking about this gospel, several of these memories emerged in my mind, especially when I was seminarian and during the time under communists, when many people left church because they became communists, they were members of party, and they couldn't come. They had to renounce Christ, renounce church. And some of them, they were even like violent against and were fighting against the church. But what was interesting is that these stories of the priests said about many, many, many these people who left the church and became communists. When they were dying, they were begging for priests. And they were making their confessions. And they were making repentance on the deathbed, trying to change their mind. And it was always somehow curious for me, always like some kind of miracle that this change came to them. And I remember that I once asked my father that, well, how it is? How it is that they are able to make this change? Even they were whole life fighting against the church. My father, he told me something, but I think there is a huge wisdom there. He said that there are two reasons, or three. The first reason is fear of death. Fear of lost future. But he said, and there are two other reasons. The first reason is that they live in Christian society. And they are supported in this society. And this society causes that they know the difference between their life and life of those who believe in God. And the second reason is that, look, they have grandmothers, maybe mothers, parents, and relatives who are praying for them. And this was really very common. I understood it because there was very often these prayers for help of Holy Spirit for those in family, you know, that who are away from God. And I was thinking about that, then I realized that they were lucky people that they had this condition fulfilled in their life, and those things brought them to repentance and maybe to salvation. And this publican from our gospel, he was in the same situation. He was surrounded with culture, which was religious. He was surrounded with people who believed in God and were trying to keep the law given by Moses. And probably there were people who were praying for him. Who knows? But in this society, he could clearly see himself as a sinner. In this society, this publican really see himself like somebody who is off. Even when he looked to Pharisee in the temple, he said, okay, this guy is really pious. Even his heart was infected by pride. And he saw this difference. And understanding and seeing this unworthiness this missing something in life sometimes helped people, and it for sure helped this publican to come to temple and to tell God, "Oh Lord, help me, have mercy on me, have mercy on me." And we are not so lucky. We are not so lucky as the publican, we are not so lucky as these communists who were surrounded with Christian culture, because we are not. We are not surrounded, we are not supported with society which would try to hold us, keep us showing what we are supposed to do. Just opposite. Society leads us to opposite direction, away from God. And then those minimum things we try to do seems like great, seems like wonderful, because if we compare with those who are totally out from God and they are enemies of God and they act against God's laws, if we try to keep minimum, we are looking like great people. And it is true. And many times it's heroic even to keep this minimum in spiritual life. It's heroic many times. But it's not enough for salvation many times. And the problem what we have is that this comparison with the society causes that we come to satisfaction. We are satisfied because we see ourselves as better than others. And this pressure which was pressing this publican to come to repentance is missing from our society. We are satisfied. So this is missing in our lives, this help of society. But even this prayer from others, which calls upon us grace, is missing too. Do we have grandmothers who day by day fight hard for their children? Do we have brothers and sisters who cry upon God for salvation of their siblings? Do we have parents who fight really hard in prayer for their children who got away from God? We have winter now, and in the second page we had 125 steps up to hill to the church, and then you had to walk another passage. In winter time it was horrible. Marcelka can tell you how many times she was like sliding, falling on the stairs. And in this cold weather in the winter and snow, you could see older ladies who were trying to walking like to the church, 30 minutes from the house, walk in the snow. Then they climbed these 125 steps to the church where it was cold. Why they were doing that? They said, "We have to pray for our children day by day. Day by day." We can drive uncomfortable for the liturgy. It's from warm car to warm church. And we prefer to do many other things. Even we don't come for feast because it's too much. many times. It's true. It is how it is. I'm not judging, criticizing, I'm just offering this optic. So this prayer support is missing too, you know. And let's make this test. If it is true, ask yourself, when was the last time when your conscience and your heart was crying so much that you said, I cannot wait to go to church and to do repentance, to confess my sins, to receive the God's grace because I sinned? When was the last time when we had this pain which was trying to push us to come to a church and to kneel down and to beg God, be merciful to me, a sinner, because I sinned, I was not worthy, I failed? When was the last time when we couldn't wait? When we were afraid or to go sleep because we were aware of our sins? When was the last time when we had this pain in our souls? If you can find these moments, it's okay. But if you cannot find these moments, you have to ask yourself, am I not too much satisfied in my heart? What causes that I am blind to state of my soul, to state of my heart, to state of my relationship with God? There was another group of people which is not mentioned in the gospel. We can see there this publican who was begging for help, for mercy. We saw this pious Pharisee who came to the church but just to remind God, look, God, how many good things I am doing. And he was blind because of his pride and he couldn't see his sins. But there is a third group there. People who were outside. People who even didn't ask for mercy, people who even didn't come to church even with this false attitude, people who just don't care. Where are we in these groups? This gospel is not easy gospel. This gospel is calling us to look really inside to our hearts and to really inspect if this lack of offer, this pressure from society which was trying us to push up, if this lack of this pressure, this example, if this does not cause damage to our hearts. We have to realize that we cannot depend on this anymore. It was in the future, in the past. We have to realize that we have to be hearers. And we have to really work on our salvation. Many times, like alone, without some kind of support. And many times we need to go even against example of other Christians, because if they are caught in this state of satisfaction, they will not provide us good testimony. Each of us has to become hero in a way how to listen to God's words and how to follow them. Because without that, we will not come to true repentance. And Christian life is basically about that. Try to listen to God and to repent. because every day we are failing. Every day we are failing very much. Every day we are losing the grace of God. And we try to reach something through our powers, but we are not tasting real Christian life many times. God told us something today. Well, He's not going to press us. He's not going to force us. He is telling us about way, how to come to salvation. Thinking that we know our own way can be dangerous, because our way might not lead to this goal. Let's pray during this liturgy, may we are able clearly understand what He is saying to us. And let's ask God for the grace which would change these our cold hearts to hearts which are filled with pain because of our weaknesses, but which are filled with hope in God's grace and forgiveness. Amen.